Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good to be with you. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show, hour number three. If you missed any of it, you are one of the lucky ones. You can always grab the show via podcast and with use of the rewind feature on the Odyssey app. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey. You can also get the podcast wherever you get yours, Sirius XM Channel 375, and many of these great affiliates from coast to coast. Right to start the show tonight, I played a soundbite from Roger Goodell. Specifically, he was talking about the tush push and why people may be against it. So this was that comment.
There are safety issues that are being considered in that case. We have very little data from it, but it's beyond data. There's also, you know, there's the mechanism of injury that we study, that type of thing that leads us to show the risk involved with a particular play.
Okay, so there is this play that, you know, maybe doesn't happen a ton, but there's data and it might not be safe, so we're gonna look into it because it's got to be safe. And if we're gonna do something, it's got to be safe. That's what's being said on one side of the mouth. On the other is a continued possible movement for an 18th game. Goodell had said about the 18th game, and the quote that we keep going back to, or the moment we keep going back to, is when he was on Pat McAfee a while ago before the season, and he said, basically, look, if we play three preseason games and 17 regular season games, why don't we just play two preseason games and 18 regular season games? And I guess there is some logic to that. But if we're going to continue to harp about player safety, these guys don't all play in these preseason games. In fact, a lot of guys don't play in preseason games at all. So it's not like you're saying, hey, you play in 20 games, so now we're just going to make 18 of them count instead of 17. It's another week of prep and wear and tear on these guys' bodies that they would have to go through. So that's one thing. So it is contradictory in and of itself with how much the NFL has talked about safety. When there's any rule that they want to change, it's about safety. So overtimes can't be 15 minutes. They got to be 10 because of player safety. You don't want the possibility that these guys play an extra 5 minutes in the one overtime or two overtime games they might get in a year. You don't want that, but then you're going to give them another 60 minutes that they've got to play after already playing 17 times. That's what you're going to do. So it's very contradictory. But it's going to be something that gets talked about until possibly it happens. And I don't know that there's an appetite for it from the fans. So I would ask you at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We continue to analyze and discuss this. We're thinking about a lot of things in the context of our season structure. Is the answer that's not really an answer from Roger Goodell? Jerry Jones saying, certainly it's in the future. I know the potential, but there are several things I can see in the future that are potential. I know that things can take some time. Now, while this could be something to talk about sooner rather than later, is they're in a media rights deal that expires in, I believe, 2032. So all of these contracts that they have with Fox and NBC and, you know, ESPN, CBS, they expire in 2032. However, there are opt-out clauses in 2029. And the NFL, I would think, in another 4 years, barring something insane, which is possible, I suppose, but barring something insane, the NFL is still going to be the NFL. And they would look at opting out to then get more money and they could potentially carve out even more money with an 18th week of games. And if you do go to 18 games, I would think that, because the Players Association's not in on this, they don't really like it, but perhaps you give them an extra bye week in the season. Hey, right now you're playing 17 weeks with 1 week off. What if you played 18 weeks with 2 weeks off? Would you go for that? That could be something if they think it's inevitable anyway. Plus, then you'd have to factor like, all right, now I'm playing a whole nother game. I want more money. So maybe they boost game checks or salaries go up and that adjust over time. Because the NFL would be getting more money. The NFL right now, with what they're trying to do, they're trying to carve out any single way they can to find more ways. They've already got this rights package. And yet, in the rights package, they've found more games to sell. Oh, well, we're actually going to take some games out and put some games on Christmas, and all of a sudden, Netflix is involved. And Peacock, do you like the games? Would you like it more if we gave you a game on Friday, the first week of the season? We'll go to Brazil. But we need a little more money. Amazon, you want another game? How about we put one on Black Friday? And then you give us some money. Okay? Playoffs, we can do an Amazon Prime Video game. We're going to need some more money. So they've already got a rights package, and they've been carving out other ways to find it. Wouldn't they be thrilled to do that for a whole nother week of football? I'm not totally into it. I think 17. What I said about them going to 17 is I'm not going to like it. And then when it happens, I'll get over it quickly. The same thing I said about a 7-team playoff for each conference. I'm not going to like this. This is not something I want. This is not something I require. But eventually I will get to it. And I will like it. I think the thing that I don't like about an 18-game schedule, while it would feel more even than 17, is I think that it starts to get into the issues that other sports have, is that the end of the season gets to be a little watered down. And you know, baseball's 162 games, right? The Braves are 0-7. The Braves are still going to make the playoffs. They've got a lot of time. They've got a lot of time. In the NFL, if you start 0-3, 0-2, you got to start winning games. Especially when there was a 14-game schedule. Even with a 16-game schedule, 17-game schedule, you get a little leeway. 18-game schedule, it's like, whatever. I already feel like while there's not a preseason for every player, while it's a lot of the backups that start, I mean, preseason, look, they used to play 6 preseason games, so that was stupid. But it does feel like those first 3 weeks, maybe the whole month of September, some of those teams treat it as a preseason. September football is not great already because you got a lot of rust being worn off. But then you get to the end of the season, and when you add an extra week, are you adding an extra week where there's going to be super competitive games? Or are you adding an extra week where there's going to be a lot of garbage games? A lot of games that don't really matter. Look at week 17 or week 18 this year, which was the 17th game for these teams. How many games mattered? Shall I take you through them? I'll take you through them. The Ravens played the Browns. I mean, the Browns were 3-13 at the time. And then that Saturday, the Steelers played the Bengals, and the Bengals needed to win and then needed help to make the playoffs. And AFC North, you know, kind of on the line. But those games were separated on Saturday because those were the games that, like, meant maybe the most. There was some playoff jockeying sort of in the NFC. but Marcus Mariota started for the Commanders, a playoff team, against the Cowboys. The Bears beat the Packers in a game where the Packers really had no incentive to win other than keeping the streak alive, and Jordan Love got hurt, and then Malik Willis played a bunch. The 8-8 Colts played the 14-12 Jaguars. The 8-8 Falcons played the 4-12 Panthers. Texans and Titans. Titans had three wins going in. The Bills and Patriots. Remember, Josh Allen came in for one play to keep the start streak alive, and then he dipped out. Eagles and Giants. Saquon didn't play. Tanner McKee started. Buccaneers able to clinch the South against the Saints. So a little something there. Chiefs played nobody, got beat 38-0 by Denver. A lot of these games meant nothing. Cardinals, Niners, Jets, Dolphins. Lions, Vikings was, you know, that was something. But we were at the last week of the season. I feel like if you had another week, you're going to have even more of those kind of scenarios. More teams that don't have anything to play for. More teams that need to rest for the playoffs. The longer the season goes, the more you open up yourself to these kind of opportunities. In Major League Baseball, what tends to happen in September? The teams that have no business of making the playoffs, they go and, you know, they call up their guys or they play their young guys more. They've traded guys because they're out of it. And some of these games in September in baseball, it's like they're actually playing this game, huh? Interesting. There's 4,000 people there, and they all got free tickets from a gas station promotion. In the NBA, we're kind of in that period right now where there's teams playing for something, but in the East right now, the five teams that aren't going to make the playoffs, they already know they're not going to make the playoffs. They already know they're not making the playoffs. But they still have 2 weeks of basketball to play. And then teams like Cleveland got a win tonight over New York and Oklahoma City. You know, they're sizable leads here. Where and Oklahoma City played their guys tonight against the Pistons and got a win. But, you know, they can start resting guys a little. I don't want to see another week of football. Alex's arm here. I don't want to see another week of football because I don't think it makes the product better. In fact, I think it would actually make the product worse, and that seems to me like a bad idea. That seems to me like something that I wouldn't want to do. Would you be down for week 18? Do you want to clown with week 18? Would you be into that? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The way to advocate for it, and I think, again, the way the messaging is going to be is that we play 20 weeks right now. There's three preseason games. There's 17 regular season games. So let's just change the math. Goodell's already been out in front of this. Two preseason games and 18 regular season games. Look, I'm not totally against the preseason games existing, first of all. This is a way for... Why do the preseason games exist? They are supposed to exist so that teams can figure out who's going to be on the roster. And there's like a charm. It's like ramps up summer and... Or it winds down summer, but like ramps up the season, and you learn about some guys. And I'm gonna be stupid dad about it. Last couple of years, the Packers have had a game at noon on a Saturday for preseason, and man, it's really fun to take your kid to a game that, you know, you don't have to like pay as much money, and you can enjoy the experience rather than getting all freaked out on every third down. I don't hate it. Plus, you know, when are we starting the season? Are we starting it still after Labor Day? And then we're going to go all the way to February. When's the Super Bowl? February 24th. Are we going to have a Super Bowl in March? Because I'm telling you, if you add another week, the only way the Players Association comes down and agrees to it is if there's another bye week. They've done double byes before. It was back in the 90s they did it once or twice, even with 16 games. And that's going to, so if they're adding another week of games, but then they can add another week of games. You know what I'm saying? They're adding another week of games for every team, but you can add in another week for every game. I think with the NFL, a phrase that I've used and a kind of analogy that I've used for the longest time is they continue to pump air into this tire. They continue to blow air into this balloon. And it's been a while, but nothing's popped yet. And they do all these different things, like these international games and the expansion of the playoffs, and then making you get all these different streaming services to watch the product. At some point, you're going to shove too much in there. At some point, there will be too much NFL. That's what physics would have you believe. But the NFL seems determined to find out when that tire explodes, to find out when that balloon pops. And an 18 game, I think, of all the things they've done, the expansion of playoffs, the international play, I think if they like had a division in Europe, that might be, okay, this is weird. But the 18th game, the 17th game, they pushed it. How far can you push it? Just like anybody who likes to get away with something, once you start to get away with something, it's never good enough. Then you test it, you go further. Seems too far for me. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll hear from you coming up next.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. The NFL owners' meetings happening in March, and with it always comes change, or at least the continued talk of change. And we are now continuing to talk about, as owners and coaches and players and team presidents and executives, getting asked about an 18-game season. And I think, with words the commissioners said in the past, yes, he would like that. They would like to go to 18 games. Is that something that we want? Ultimately, with the 17 games, I said, that's too many. That's too many, too many. And then I, you know, enjoy it. But admittedly, this last week of the season was like, oh, these games. I mean, the more chances you have, the more weeks you have, the more teams that are going to be bad. In a perfect world, like, oh, the 18th game is great because there's so many teams that are in playoff contention. There's teams that are 10-7 trying to get in, 9-8 trying to get in, trying for that 10th win, maybe it gets them in. And there's a lot of these teams, and they all play each other. But typically what happens is if you look at, you know, any NFL season, there's a good number of teams with 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 wins, which means there's a lot of teams with 3, 4, 5, 6 wins. And the worst teams get worse, and the better teams get better, and then they play each other, and it just, I don't know that we get the desired outcome. From an entertainment perspective, the NFL will get the desired outcome because they will get the money from the additional contracts. They will get the money from the additional revenue, and we will watch. We will watch. It's my understanding that the average sports fan, or at least how I approach, like, who we're discussing things with every night, is you don't watch every game that your baseball team plays. Some of you might. you at least follow it a little bit. But also, like, oh, it's a Saturday in summer. We're going to the beach. We're going on vacation. I'm going to miss a few games. I'll follow it on my phone. Or they play on the West Coast. I'm tired, and I'd like to go to sleep. I don't assume you watch all 162. With hockey and basketball, I don't assume you watch all 82. With the NFL, not only do I assume that you watch all 17, but I assume that you watch Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football and most Thursday Night Football. And at what point does the NFL get to a point where it's like, ah, geez, I'll just catch next week's game? Are some of you there already? I don't know. What I'm assuming is that you watch these leagues, for the most part, in the same way that I do. Because the way that, like, I get asked sometimes, how much do you watch to talk about on the air? I honestly watch as much as I've ever watched. I don't really watch anymore because I was already watching a lot to begin with. Because I like to watch sports, which is sort of why I like to talk about sports. It's not like I got hired as a local budget reporter and all of a sudden I got to watch every city council meeting. I'm not doing that to begin with. I'm watching the things I want to watch to begin with. And I'd be watching them anyway. If I was just at home with like a different job, like a 9-to-5, I probably still would have found the end of that Dodgers-Braves game and the end of the Thunder and Pistons. I probably still would have found those games and watched those games. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Brian is in Illinois. Brian.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Hey, man. What's up?
Well, I understand what you're saying about, but I think football is a different sport where you look forward to, every week you lose, it's like, oh my God, the season's crashing. In having 18 games, I don't think it's going to completely wreck the sport. But I don't agree with, going internationally and all that stuff, but I don't know. People love football.
Yeah.
When football season's over, it's like, it kind of sucks. Because then you got hockey and there's 82 games and all that. I'm just saying that, I know everyone gets, I'm not going to say, oh, they get all this money. That's bull crap, whatever. They're the best people in the world playing football. Well, I'm saying that if there's another game, it could be important. Hypothetically, depends on the game. So one extra game could get someone in or whatever. That's all I got to say. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. And then there's going to be some weeks, Brian, thanks for the call, where we got that Vikings-Lions game that mattered so much as a part of the 17-game setup. We also got a lot of games that week that didn't matter at all as a part of that setup, where the two teams that faced off in the Super Bowl started Tanner McKee and Carson Wentz as their quarterbacks because they had another game and neither of them needed it. And in fact, I think the Chiefs maybe wanted to lose as they got blank 38-0. The NFL, again, part of what makes it special is September through February, now February. If you expand it, another thing is if you expand it to 18, are you done? Do we know they're not going to expand it? I mean, could you envision this in the future? What we're going to do is we're going to play for 10 weeks, and then we're going to take like a 3-week break, and then we're going to play for another 10 weeks. Could that be something? We're going to play 10 weeks, and then we're going to stop and let college football have their playoff. Uninterrupted and unimpeded. And then we're going to pick up another 10 weeks. So it's going to be 20 weeks. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here, but that seems like something that could see happening. Spencer's in California. Spencer.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, so, I mean, I do think that it is a problem, especially with, like, you know, it seems like every couple of years they want to, you know, add to the schedule, or they want to change how many games we're playing or what so and whatnot. But I think, personally, as a fan, I want to see more games on the schedule. You know, I want to see my team playing. I want to root for my team. I think that we need to cap it out at a certain level and a certain point. What does that look like? I don't know, but as a fan, I wouldn't be mad to see 20 games in a year.
Man, that is a lot of games.
It is a lot of games, but I don't think I would be mad. And if it looks like, you know, two weeks off in between, you know, give these teams a little bit of a break, all the more power to the league if they can make that happen. But, you know, we want to see our teams play. We want to see our teams compete. I think we also need to focus on how to incentivize these, you know, teams that are losing, that, you know, their league is over by the halfway point. How do we incentivize them to actually go out and try and win? And I think that's going to be a big overhaul. I don't know what that looks like exactly right now, but I think that's an issue that happens in American sports, and we see it a lot.
Yeah, because a good call, Spencer. Thanks for the call. Because you do, in these seasons, when you're thinking of 18, we're thinking of right away all these teams battling for playoff spots. We're thinking that teams want to win the games that they play, but some teams do want to lose. I don't think when the players go out there, they like don't try to win, but organizationally, you see guys sit, guys get shut down. Fans certainly want to lose. I mean, you don't want to be a fan and have to pivot to a point in the season where you're rooting for your team to lose so that you're better in the future. And if you have a 20 game season, now let's go out there and you're 5-10 or 4-11, what do these next 5 games look like? The bad games that we got in week 17 this year, the more weeks you add, the more you're going to get of those games. The proof being in the NBA, you've had teams that have been tanking for weeks. You've had teams that have shut down guys for weeks. And in Major League Baseball, for some of these teams after the trade deadline, especially after September 1st, they're not playing anybody. They're playing prospects. They're getting those guys up and giving them some reps. And the season's longer, so you know if you're bad or not. And then you still got to play games, so either you get really bad teams against really good teams, and it's like, okay, this is not entertaining. Or worse, really bad teams against really bad teams. Now, you may also get really good teams against really good teams, but for the most part, in that week 17, or that 17th game, week 18 last year, it was that Lions-Vikings game and then a few games that maybe mattered. Well, who's going to win the AFC North? Well, we really knew it would be Baltimore, but yeah, maybe they'll lose to the Browns. No. So what I'm saying is I think the more games you add, the more bad games per week you will get. Week 1, all great. Week 2, all great. Week 3, we might realize if a team sucks or not, but you're 0-2, all great. Week 4, 5. Then we get to week 6, 0-5. Oh, 5 versus a 4-1. Your percentage starts to go down. Once you get to week 17, it's like, are there any good games on the schedule? Do we get anything that we like here? Ted is in Atlanta, 888-710-4ISN. What's up, Ted?
You were asking the question earlier about at what point is this tire going to explode on the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it could very well be within the next year or two because of all these tariffs that have hit. But now people are going to have less money to spend, and they could be a lot more inclined to say, you know what, I need to use – I've got less money now. I can't splurge on stuff like I used to. I'm just going to catch this stuff on highlights. And boy, that's going to hit the NFL right where they live.
Hmm. Okay. Ted, interesting.
And also, they put the 18-game schedule. I don't see it happening without the players agreeing to it. Even if it does, I'm demanding two off weeks, not just the one. Because there's enough wear and tear on the bodies now. I know people are like, oh, you know, let's have more games and all that. But so many people, they don't think about the guys who are playing the games. Now, it'd be an absolute joke even to go think about 20 games. I mean, that would just water the product down so much that people start turning away.
Well, and regardless too, Ted, thanks for the call, of what's going on in the world, regardless of that, like, people do need to be able to afford to enjoy the product. Some games are still on free TV, not all of them. Games are more expensive to go to. Concession prices are more expensive to go to. And you think of like season ticket holders, and well, that's a whole nother game. And then are you starting to price out people? You can't be thinking of that either. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. It's Marco Belletti.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I am Bart Winkler. Alex's arm alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Are you team 18 games, Alex, or do you not want another week of fantasy football and trying to pick up the fifth receiver on the Commanders because everybody else is either injured or sitting out? Where are you with the NFL 18 games? Are you screening a call?
Yeah, my fault. I actually was.
That's okay.
With the NFL teams, I think we were talking about this off air. I don't agree. I mean, sorry, we agree that there shouldn't be an 18-game season.
Yeah, the rule number one on filling in for Carlos is you better agree with everything I say. Okay? That's rule number one.
I don't know. Over the past few years, I've watched the NFL less and less. It's a bit of a weird statement to put out because the reason why the NFL is the most popular sport in America is it because of all the betting and all the fantasy and the parlays and stuff like that. I feel like more and more people are getting into that more so than actually watching the sport. Because if you take out all those stuff, right? If you're just watching the sport for what it is, for me, the NFL is just good. Like, it's not high stakes. Because, like, let's say you take out the parlays and you take out the fantasy and you have no implication. Let's say it's just a regular 1 p.m. or 4:25 game Eastern time. And let's say it's two good teams. Let's say it's the Bengals and they're playing the Steelers or something like that. It's a good game. It's not one of your teams, but it's a game that has expectations to be one of the best of the season. And you're just watching it for what it is, what it's worth. And you're watching basically a running play or a passing play that will take 10 to 15 seconds. And then they're going to be in a huddle for twice that time.
Wow.
Right? I mean, and another big reason why everyone loves it so much is because of a guy named Scott Hansen and NFL Red Zone. And NFL Red Zone, you have so many options to watch. It is, I mean, to be fair, every sport has that now, but NFL was sort of the first one to do it. So I just sort of see it as its own game. Like, even going to, I have not been to an NFL game since, I think it was 2017, I want to say. I've not been to one in a really long time. Like, baseball, I feel like, is a very chill experience. Basketball, you can go with your friends. And it's always back and forth, so you can't really miss much when you're watching the game. And you always, and you know that I love soccer, so I always want to go to a soccer match. So I just feel like, and I go to the U.S. Open every year for tennis. So like NFL is sort of just fifth when I want to. If I were to go to a game to watch live, it would probably be the fifth in the list.
So I, very interesting. I don't, I think that the reasons you gave are good reasons. I don't know that I would weight them as heavily. But they, I mean, the fantasy aspect and, you know, there's still a lot of other things at play, like the history and the attachment and just like what it means. Cause you know, being a Packer fan in Wisconsin feels the same as it did 30 years ago when there was none of this stuff at all. You know, it's the one thing that kind of ties everybody together. But a good like counterexample is, I like the UFL because I like football.
Right, yeah.
And I watch these games this weekend, and okay, I do a little $20 like thing, but I do like the games. And if you watch the game, the talent level is not at the NFL, but the games, the talent, it means equal enough. The games are still, they're competitive, entertaining, and they're football games. And yet, I was looking at the ratings. So the UFL is going to air on Fox on Fridays. And there was a UFL pregame show. And the pregame show got 980,000 viewers. Jeez. And then the pregame show ended 13 minutes past the hour. And the game started. And the game got 680,000 viewers. So there were 300,000 people that watched the UFL pregame show, and the pregame show convinced them to turn off the TV. Unless like that many TV sets were on from King of Queens or Modern Family or Jeopardy or whatever these other affiliates were airing. But it is still football, and just nobody's watching it at the frequency. There is, NFL's got the perfect combination of now the legacy behind it and the generational aspect and the schedule itself, you know, where it's once a week. It's very digestible that way. It's in the fall, you know, the weather's getting colder. You're probably going to be near your TVs more. It's got all that. And then because of that setup, fantasy NFL is so easy. And it's the same way that, like, March Madness is so big for even casuals. Because brackets are so easy. You get anybody involved in a bracket, you're watching some games, you're watching upsets in a red zone type environment on those first couple of days. But people aren't watching college basketball much throughout the season as they are in March Madness. It's very digestible, and it is in the NFL all season long. So it's the perfect, like, for fantasy and gambling and that stuff to thrive. That stuff will make things more enjoyable for people. But the NFL product is also laid out perfectly.
Yeah,
it's the
perfect
parasite. It's the perfect host.
Yeah, I was going to say the marketing in the NFL is the best. It's the best of any sport, in my opinion. Like MLB, they're slowly doing it really well. I saw a couple of sort of, it's going to be opening day promos, and those were really good, and they're starting to get into that. They're using the faces of the sport really well, like Ohtani and Juan Soto, Aaron Judge. NBA has actually gone down in that. I feel like they've lost sort of the essence, you know, that, you know, they used to have the NBA Finals playoffs or NBA Finals like theme song always in the background of showing a highlight going into a commercial, and they just don't have that anymore. Or even the trophy in the middle of the court during the NBA Finals, and they don't have that anymore. And so I think the NFL has just been on a steady increase in terms of its marketing and in terms of promoting the actual game and or just a specific, you know, network that holds the games. You know, Sunday Night Football on NBC with like Carrie Underwood doing the song, you know, that's a good marketing move. So that's why a lot of people are still tuning in, and it's increasing that way.
And it is good. It is a perfect blend. And I feel like the more, because we're all talking, we're talking about the 18 games that they might, and I feel like they eventually will go to. I say might. They're talking about it. I don't think this is something that changes next year. I think there's a very key entry point where the media rights, they can opt out in 2029. By then, you give whatever assurances you have to the Players Association. You throw in another buy. You throw in more money. Eventually, they're gonna almost have their backs against the wall and have to do it. But the more that you add to it, the more risk you have of ruining what's so perfect about it. But I do feel like the NFL is going to continue to expand. Nobody's ever satisfied with enough. No one in the history of making money has ever made enough money and stopped. Take it from me. I want some money on the Dodgers winning tonight. I've already lost that money gambling online during the show. Wow. The Bart Winkler Show.